Shir Pei Gimel and Baba Basra continued. Yutes Sivan Hei Tov Shin Mem. June 3rd, 1980 on Tuesday continued.
Because it's gone. So from this memory it appears doesn't it appear from this Gemara that there is no achokis mizokin? There is no askus of achokis mizokin without the Gemara. Now, when we learn the Gemara, when you learned the Gemara of Machikin Hasulam Nashim, so then Gemara says, "Where must this be like Rabbi Yisi? The Rabbi Yisi on the Zechir Tashoim, the Tira Tashoim." So Gemara says, "I put in Rabbi Yisi, Hom Ravashi Ki Avinu, the Rav Kanei Avonam, the Rabbi Yisi, the Tira Yolei, Och Hanam Yizim, the Bad Gemara Chulei, Yasu Bechu, Bikopce, Yasu Bechu, Bikopce, Vod Homo, אמר רב תמיד הוא המסנה, זה סימרס, קומי מזוקי נזוסר. So Rashi says, קומי מזוקי נזוסר. ואפילו מנדום אפילו הייתי לגם מלוק מתן נשאלה, אוסו נקראי, את התאי המקשית, במחלקת את הרמב״ם, עם למשל, אסטובת רשי שיטיס. אסטובת רשי שיטיס. נראו, אסטובת הרמב״ם says, את רשי שיטיס, זה דרי לא דיסטינשית, בטוין קומי נתן. And so then, that's very strange. So then, all the Mishnahs and all the vices that say that Rabbi Yisrael is potter would be shomer al miyotas because they're all in Pasen. That Gamli is chayav. I mean, it's very strange. Of course, the Ramban is masik against Rashi. But to say that that's Rashi Shikri is very strange for the Machshal is chelkan Ramban. And he said that even according to Rashi, there is a distinction between Rome and Gamli. There is a distinction between Chomel and Gamli. So according to the Mashal, we said that Rashi Shittin is that Hachokas Nizokin, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, is only Shayach by Gilalei. What is Gilalei? Either Mazin Yotayim, Mikich and Mamesh, or the Chomel Kochas Gamli. Mashayim King Chomel, but that is Rashi Shittin. But the other Mashayim Shittin is that there is hachotis nizokin even malim the Rabbi Yitzchak, even if it's not even gami, even if it is just gomer, because here the Gemara says the pashtus loshon Gemara is like that. The Gemara says vol gomeru and omer afkibu amasne the simeres gomer nizokin osa. The simeres gomer nizokin osa. And in this kind of case, machit asur nashuvach nashika. So the Yitzchak is made it. And here the Gemara says, Gomer Mizokin Zosa, that's why the basis is made. So we see that even Gomer Nadav Gami is enough to bring it within the category of Gilgalay. But Rashi Shittin, that's the Shittin of Moshe Shittin. But Rashi Shittin is that when the Gemara says Gomer Mizokin Zosa, it means Gami. Gami. Now, so then we ask, but how about Gomer Nad Gami? It's not Zosa. Of course it's Zosa. So the Miriam says that Chayim Mishamayim doesn't mean just the name of Mishamayim. It means a real Chayim Mother Mishamayim. Certainly Osea. So how, and what Rashi Shittin means that only Gami is Osea. But Gami is not Osea. So I mentioned the Rav Amir in Akenes. He says that the Dalai Gomer in Lehi says he put up another Chayim Shemayim, so only when he's mischav to be masked. Kid, because he's a chavere, so he has a malicious intent. But, so let's say he's shasit how he's a chavere, so he's mechav to inside the drosh. So, then, it's also a reason to be tashum bidi shamayim. But if he's not mischavim, or pen is there, if he's not mischavim, then, he's not chayav in the Shemayim. He's not chayav at all. So that is the distinction between Kom and Gami. Here, when he just puts up the surah near the Shema, is he mischavim to be mazik so that the weasel should jump on the wrong and then from the wrong should jump into the coat of pigeons and eat up the pigeons? He is not mischavim. He doesn't take it all there. But this might be a result of putting up the ladder before the shape, near the shape. So, if it had been just gone, so it wouldn't be awesome. Mashayim came. But, if you're the fact that it's Gami, so it's awesome. But Rome would be also without Kapara. But when he's Mishamlazi, then Rome is also. Anyway, so we see that according to Rashi, the wife is considered given away only if it's Gami. But if it's just Rome, it's not considered. But Abu Mishin Machir. Now, doesn't it seem from Rabine like Rashi's chat? Because Rashi said, Rabine says also in Kami Rabine Omalu. Ki amino made Rabbi Yisi be given away. Be given away. Hanu ila di koazle di keir. Ho chetziku di komando. But, so it's not Gami, but Gami it is. Juki ha amino Rabbi. But Gami it is. And how about Mishasi Kaupe Shal Chavere de Chavere? Isn't that Gome? Isn't that Gome? So from Rabine it's Mashma like Rashi Shite, not like the Shite of the other Shemi. So the answer is Enoch Nami. From Rabine it's Mashma like Rashi Shite. But Mirei Mavis Chavere, apparently all the other Shemi would say that the reason is why Mirei Mavis Chavere. The reason is why Mirema is chayri, because where is Rabbeinu holds that what is considered given away only if it's not gone. If it's considered mazik b'dai, all of Rabbeinu has gamis, gamis is also mazik b'dai. Since he's mechuye, so it's certainly considered mazik b'dai. Mazik b'dai, mashen ki kome does not come with him given away. But Mirema is chayri, and most Rishayim pass like Rema. There are a few Rishayim who pass like Rema. But most Rishayim pass like Rema. So in other words, so because of that they say that even Rome is considered the other way. Even without Rome. Even without Rome. So it's considered the other way. And so what is the Pshat in Rashi? What is the Pshat in Rashi? So we have to say, according to Rashi, so the machlokes between Rabine and Reima is because according to Rabine, Rashi Shite is that Alim Yukas Alim Demes. If it's coming, it doesn't come with it here away. It doesn't come with it here away. And so that's the reason as to why Rabine says that it's not here away. Rax is not here away. But Reima is here and most Hashem passed like Reima. So apparently, according to Rashi, you have to say that while Rabine considers Rakse as mere Gome, so Merima considers it more than Gome. As Mazik Yodai, or Yelchlapok as Gami. So that's the Machines. According to the Adachim, Achim Kapashi, who passed the Gome, is Yerlei, so they have to say, that's the Machines between Rabine and Merima. In other words, and Merima also agrees that it's just Gome. But still he says there is a Chokas Nisokin, because Merima holds that even Gome comes within the category of Gerdoi. You see, that's according to the old Adashim. Mashiach, according to Rashi, so if it is Gome, then everybody will agree that it's not, doesn't come with the Gerele. But, so why does Merema say that it does come with the Gerele? Because he doesn't consider it as Gome. Whereas Rabine does consider it as Gome. Amru kamer Merema omalu haine zeyre beulach im zeyre. U Rabine maishu yetz ayinzim nachas apatik v'yizik v'chayu mishal v'hispar comes out from the Patish. So then Smazik is the Huyam Mishale. So the Gemara says, Hoso Michale de Reza. Hoche Roy Michale de Reza. So in other words, it can be explained in two ways. It can be explained Kipshute. It can be explained Kipshute. In other words, that in the case where it's Michal in the Lazel, so then it's not Gome. And where it's not Michal in the Lazel, so it is Gome. Oh, but that is sufficient to explain it not to Kipshuta. They say, Hosin Michal Lazel, there it's Kirchen Amish. Very Tehre Mamesh, he's mischaving to produce sparks. He's mischaving to produce sparks. So it's Tehre Mamesh. Alright. Now let's hear Rashi. But why is it different? For ten years I used to practice. Chayek gavu lecholuach lecholayz lechul mitcholu yad leges beis. Right now, the thesis. Tov, bein shabeg lemaylo bimo kimato. Is vasuya. Avo gav mas misnam etnam bimo maylo bimo mato. Now the Mishnah that we just saw is in our Mishnah the text reads. Bein Yomai or Bein Natsat. It doesn't say Bein Yomai or Bein Yomai. But there was another girl in the mission. And the other girl say was read Bein Yomai or Bein Yomato. So Teisha says, according to the other girl in the mission, that the mission itself mentions Bein Yomai or Bein Yomato. So why does the Gemara have to cite the price? Bish when they come to our dear say, so the Mishnah doesn't mention Bein Yomai or Bein Yomato. So that's it. So the more explanation to sign the price. But according to that dear say, that the Mishnah itself spells out Bein Yomai or Bein Yomato. So then this price doesn't tell anything. Why do the more have to sign the price earlier? Is the Masuya Alpha Gabi Maski Snameta Bein Yomai or Bein Yomato? The Rosh Hashanah. The Maskis Navamine Bein Yomai or Nayimon Koy. The Rulabe. Rulabe. So, but not. Of course, you could explain Bein Yomai on Abeakoy. Bein Yomai on Natsaka Abeakoy. So then the Mishnah itself will spell out this finish. That even if the Bein is Yomai on, and the Yilon is no matter. So there is still a hope. But we could say that it has reference to the Yilon. But in Echname, if the Beir is no matter, then, and the Yilon no matter, then there is no hope. So that's why Gemara has to cite the price that says, Bein Yomayon, Bein Yomato. So, as Shato Dimas, Tanu Bein Yomai Lo Yom Kol Lape, we should take shelter Bein Yomai Lo Bein Yomato Amai Kedipori. So, look up, we should do take shelter Bein Yomai Lo Yomato Amai Kedipori Chabraise. So that's why the Gemara. That's why the Gemara cites the price. So, the Mele, if the Gemara had asked from the Mishnah, the Gemara would say that Milmairo has reference only a Milo, not on there. Alright. Only the Eshara. Rebuse Doka. Show your only. Will you go to La Sukia Daite? She did me a partner. In other words, that was the profession of the neighbors of Papi Yonoi. It was that profession. And he started that profession long before Papi Yonoi built the fancy building. So Mele, we could say, so that's the Chiddush. In view of the fact that for many, many years Papi Yonoi used it for men, And at that time, he didn't have such a dog. He didn't have such a dog. So it was not a nuisance to him. And when the neighbor started profession while him Papa Yinoye was still a poor man, so the male, then later on when Papa Yinoye became a rich man, so maybe the neighbor of Papa Yinoye could say, well, I started this profession, I cannot remove all my profession. I cannot, I have to practice my profession. So the Chiddush is that even in such case, when we started the profession at the time when it wasn't the disturbance and the nuisance to Papi Noye, but later on it became a disturbance to Papi Noye, so he still has, he still can be restrained. So the neighbor can be restrained. So the Kashi is, so why does the Gemara say that here the neighbor of Papi Yinoye could be restrained? Why should he be restrained? After all, it was the Etagomo, the profession of pounding the pound, of pressing sesame seeds, started, was set up, because it was begun a long time before, before Papi Yinoye became Nizek. So it was a spichot beheter, and when one is saying a beheter, then the second one cannot be restrained. Now, where do we have that halacha? That where one is saying a beheter, so the second one, so then, and then, so then, he cannot be restrained if he was saying a beheter, and so then he cannot be restrained. Where is that mentioned? Where is that mentioned? So why do we say here that even though the neighbor started that profession, they had a gomo, so still he can still be restrained. So in Rabbitam, the whole time we should be clear tashmishi buka. So that's the reason as to why the neighbor of Papi Yinoye can be restrained. Otherwise, he could not be restrained on the basis of the general principle that where is better gomo, he cannot be restrained. He cannot be restrained. Now, who mentioned that? Now Tesis mentioned that in the Sugya of Chara. So Tesis mentioned that the Tesis of Ibrahim Master, like it has on the base, view is on the Hecha Mishkat. So Tesis said, it's there. Pirashi, Bishwin, La Bali, Yom, Asom, Yom, Asom, Yom, the Mayrash, Asom, 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 ויהיה לנו מסך לחרדו מכל העולמי, מכל מוקים סבו רבונו דו המזיק השם, דני בו לחרדו, להרחי כסכול האחות, כמו יגן בגר, ועם סוף החביש נועה מיצה ראשי ומארחי כל שישות כוחם, ורבי סיצו להקים בדבר למסכי חרדו, ואין סקסה של יגן שסוף אחד מיצה שזה עושה כניסי, לזריע חרדו, אף על פי שבדין אין אוכל מיני של נסמר, מכל מוקים קצה של יגן ואיזה, וגם החרדו יוסף מזמר, ולדוב לבד, ולדאוג לבית, דהוסו משום נמר אפל להרי, ומזיק השם בידיים, לכסף ויש לו מישהי, ולכך על השם להרחי כל אחות. כל אחות. So we say that where it's given away, where it doesn't be yodayim, so then, על השם להרחי כל אחות. כל אחות. How does things be said? That he says, after the whole Jerusalem go out, we should have a deal today. After that, the summer of the Heter, in total clarity, after you begin the day, که تنی موی صورت از با کاکیدم اسلاحیم چه همیز موتر و عدیر خمش و محقیم و چگاهیم این دتیزان خودیران دتیز شیطه همون دتیز دمیلو شیطه و یه فری شیطه است What is considered گیرانی؟ سو راش شیطه is that گیرانی is only considered if it's manuscript or gami but all the other mizokin of the Mishne of the Mishnayos is not gyanoi and then Rav Shlomo Goni Shiti is that everything is gyanoi even Harun Dvelim, even Mishran Yerek when the Gemara says that Mishran Yerek is not gyanoi so it's only in case of the Keach but where it's not in case of the Keach then everything is gyanoi and then there is the Shiti of the Rosh and the Isves and this is the same Shiti at Isves here that the bulk of the Masiki mentioned in the Mishneh so that means he's made it. So in other words, Refik Zboko and Hamish Onachdein and Mitzaboy, so that is Geroi. And still we say, Imoiso Refik Zboko Kidemes Leitzea, so he's Mutea, Vioadin Hamish Onachdein and Mitzaboy, Vechil Bindire, Vishol Vishyamaskone, so that means that if it's on Abihetea, And at the time when he was sending, when he set up the mazik, so it was better gomo, there was no nizik as yet, and then later on the nizik appeared, so then there is no achloki, even by the way. So Teisa says, so why does the Gemara say that here, so the neighbor of Tavi is not yet ahead of him? After all, the rule is that even by the way. As for example, in the case of Rafael Zboko, so even in the case of Kirillay, so if it's in a better, so there is no achok if you are in a better. But what Eitzve says, that the professor base in that Eitzve began, he says, וגמבה, ולדאוג לבין, דאוסו משמימר ולערב, ומאזיק השם יודעים, וכסובי משל מישה, לקח על השם ולהרחי כל האחות. כל האחות. And the Rishe is not מחויבת ממערכי גבור. So, here Tesla says, that אבל גם, בסומה בהתר ליצור להרחי כפיו מגיע But we see from the tases that the dress on the veins that by here the lay, so then we say that the shady is lahalchi kolach. So if it's here the lay, and here he says that avakat is some of the heter, so in zol lahalchi afilu here the lay. So apparently Tesis is mechalik between the Gira Delay of Beir. So there the Gemara says that by Beir, so the Gemara says that he has to because Komoga Umore is Berabel Elare, so there we do not say that it's Beheter, so over there, in that case, so he has to be Malchik, Mashein came, in the given way of Refes Boko, where it's not Mazik Mamish, but just a nuisance, where it is just a nuisance, so in that case, he says, if it's on a behetea, so ain't on a behetea. In other words, Rabbeisi is made of a Gerloi. But suppose he was saying a behetea, and then at the time when he set up the mazik, so there was no music. And then later on, the music appeared, so Teisa says that in this case, if it is behetea, so it's ain't on a behetea. So ain't all that. And but where is the mazik yodayim? So then he's mechuyev to be mazik. Why? Because in this case, let's say in the case of Hefes Boko, so there is no monetary damage. It's only a nuisance. So the Meili says, if it's on Abehetea, so then there is no real monetary damage, so then it's Ein Tzon Rav. Mashiachin, where there is monetary damage, so then if it's given away, so even if it's over Abehetea, so he has to be mafia. So this discussion is in connection with Papi Yunoe. So here there was no monetary damage. It was just disturbing, because every time when they pressed the sesame seeds, so the building was shaking, but there was no monetary damage. So the melee, and here he set up the profession. While Papi Yunoe did not have the building as yet, so the melee, why did he, was he restrained later on when Papi Yunoe built the building? So this is the terrorist, even on the town, the Hocha and the Taime, we should do it, Kriya Tashmishi Kolkach, Kehanadu. Alright. Now, Akume de Chatzve, Al Pira Shakun Feskashi Lomi, Dei Kriya Hapad Menayot Kulahai, Asher Tini Snagli Tanachti, Vim Kei, Habayi Skor of Lipe. So Rashi explains it, Kedinayi Tachti Nakume de Chatzve, Shem Yoni Chukad Arachimu, Vikisiru Olero, Yonu Akisu Machasarod. So, if they have had the night for high, actually it's not the Kanachdene, the gain have by his core of Lipe, who finin in Mashma, Shohoyo, being in Chosok. In other words, the way Asher explains it, so that means every time they press the sesame seeds, so the jar, the lid, on top of the jar that was placed on top of the chemo, so it started to rattle. So that means that it wasn't very sturdy. In other words, if we say that it started to shake even when the person was not holding it in his hands, so that means that there was a great press. Mashenke, if it started to shake only when the person was holding it in his hand, that means that a relatively minor press is enough to be considered a nuisance and to require help. In other words, between the Ri and the Ritzvah, there is a machlekes in the tzias. The question is whether a jar, the lid on top of the jar that is placed on top of the building, so will start rattling as a result of a relatively small minor blast, or only as a result of a relatively major blast. So according to them, maybe it will only start changing as a result of a relatively major blast. And according to the law, it will start changing as a result of a minor blast. Oh. Now let's see a Gemara in Achilles. Gemara Nachir says, Hon Rabbon, Libo Benitzo Wach, Im Yesh Belibuyo, Kirin Obey Sochayim, Vim Lafkot. In other words, suppose there is a gachas, and the gachas is not burning with the fire. But then a certain person starts to blow at the gachas, and that inflates the fire, that arouses the fire. But the wind also cooperated with the person. And so in other words, the fire was the shalheves, resulted from the libu of the person and the libu of work. So he engaged the libu of Hilalabim, so the Bryce says, if the libu by the person itself would be sufficient to arouse the fire, so then he would be high. Because you can ignore the libu of work, even if the work had not aided the person. So the fire would have been aroused. But if the libu by the person itself, without the cooperation by the ruach, by the wind, would not have aroused the fire, so then it's proper. So the more esikasha may whatever he said, the ruach is not even if April libu of kedulah beisam, and without the aid of the ruach, the fire would not have been aroused. So still, he still should be mechuyev, because we see that there is higher on Shabbos. And my Rebbe can say that the work is behind it. Om Rabbaye, hochet my askino in shalimut bo mitzad echot, vilip ze yo ruach mitzad achot. So Rabbaye says that this price that says that in aim the lipuyo of the Rebbe, so he's for there, has reference to a case where he, let's say, here's a gachas, it's a big gachas, and the person was blowing at this end, and then the ruach was blowing at the other end. So the melech, that means if, and then it's aim, the libuy of the labeze. So then it means that the fire arose exclusively because of the libuy of ruach. Because the ruach, applied its force at the other end of the gachas, and so there was no integration in between his libu and the ruach's libu. So, but if yesh libu yesh lo abeisei, so without the flame arising at this end of the gachas, so the same fire would have been enough as a result of the flame arising, originating in this end of the gachas, the other end of the gachas, where the person was blown. So maybe it's higher. But if Abel Buyofil Abey say, so then it means no damage would have resulted from his libu. And so the whole damage resulted from the libu of the ruach. So there was no integration between his libu and the ruach's libu. So maybe it's what? But suppose the ruach and the person would be lovely in the same direction where there is integration, even though the fire arose as a result of the joint effort by the ruach and the person, so then he would be chayav. Just as Zeir and the ruach, the Zeir is chayav. Zeir and the ruach, the Zeir is. אמר אבאי, רוח מאסקין, כי שלי בו מצד אחד ביזור והצלח. רוב אמר, כי שלי בו ברוח מציאו. בליב זה לרוח ברוח שם מציאו. In other words, whatever was done by the ruach was done by an unusual wind. And so the mele, is not chayev. In other words, when we say that the kiyachache becomes an integral part of his own action, that is only if the kiyachache is a usual force in nature. But if unexpectedly, so just a hurricane started to blow, so maybe that does not become an integral part of his action. Habzino marking in Gitzamu etzamu, Klei Masha, Lofach Mamesh, Elo Ben Shimon, The interlibal clause, when he just did it very mildly, so in other words, his libel, it was not a substantial contributing factor. But in Achnabe, if the libel by the person was also a substantial contributing factor, so then it would be proper. So then it would be hard. So Rav Asher says, no. In other words, so there seems to be a machlekes between Rav Asher on one hand and all the other Amroim on the other. Rav Asher says that even if it's libo veyoach mitzadechot, so it's still before. But then you ask, why is it different than Tzilo Mugasayayte? Shabbos is different because Milachis Machsheves are sotol. Shabbos is different because Milachis Machsheves are sotol. Masheinke, Abaye, and Rove, and Ramzeira, they say that if it will be a libu mamish, and even though it was joined by the libu ruach, but if it would be mitzadechot, so then it would be chal, just as Zeir and Ruach Zayanti is chal. But the price that says that he's put there has reference to a special situation. Right. Now, this is very important. This is important. Zikud the commandment. Casually, the level, the high mishmeish, need the hard adult sakir masoi, shenichom rish dami, yofu mitsuyo, vizikud, the high mishmeish, ki the omar, vishari kambi, vokam, ויוחד דאמתו ברוח מצווה היום, ולפור חלום מזה ברוח מצווה הייתי, דאי ברוח מצווה, כמה שבחיני גם ברוח צורוח, ולפור בגלל היצי תרספטית על ברוח מצווה, וחיים שבינתי גם איש כותנו בהקדיץ, ואם אני, so, in other words, so, why is רק זה פות? רק זה שבמחוי מי שמייש? Because true, that it's כי החכה מורה בי, זיקו את הקמנטר, every age is the Hacham Rabbein, and still is higher. So let it be Mechweh, we are doing. So the Rabbein Mavid of Idom Reish, the Echalim Mishabeish of Yishor, so also the Sayyid Shal Babel, ki lechziv Amar Vera Saber, v'lo yisi yu Avruach, v'akim yu Lechesa o Beruach Mitzio, avu hoche, en eitzel yivade komikya, elo al yidei Yoruach, v'yil Avruach lehavet akse azle komikya, so that we said as follows. When do we say the age is higher, even though every age there's a kehacham rabbe? So that's like age. So age, you make a power, and no balance. So without the ruach, it's also a mazik. Let's say if a person will fall into the fire, if you make a fire and no balance, and then the person will fall into that fire, will become burned. So the age is a mazik. Even without the wind spreading, but why does the wind go? It's not that the wind endows it with the characteristic of a mazik. The moment you make a fire on your ground, so you set up a mazik, and if somebody will come to the age, you'll believe it. But without the wind, so the age will not come to the mazik. But so it's a question of bringing over the mazik to the nizek, but the mazik is a mazik without the kehak. Oh, you have a sakini masoi shenichom reishdam. So without the wind, so the sakin will not reach the nizek because the nizek is walking downstairs on the street, and here the sakin the even. Is a rule. But the heaven is a mazik, even without the wind. And if somebody will just bump into the heaven, he'll get hurt. So the heaven and the saki and the mazik is a mazik even without the kiyachachem. But the kiyachachem is only necessary in order to bring, to carry over the mazik to the nizik. But it's not the kiyachachem that makes it into a mazik. Mashalim kei, rak access the check, let's say. So how does the check become massive? Only because of the wind driving it with the great speed that it makes it massive. But suppose the wind will not do its part and will not blow it away, and the person will bump into the chair. As the grain is placed in the field, and the person will bump into the chair will not hurt him anyway. So in other words, put the gerhagel makes it into a mazik. And without the gerhagel, it's not a mazik. So then there is no chiyuv of eish. The whole halacha of eish is, if the person made it,
the gates
comes out, the sparks are emitted. And not only in the Lechesklau, if the Nizek would come close to the Rakse, so then he wouldn't get hurt. So if the Nizek would come to the Sakim, to the event, without the wind he would get hurt. But the wind only brings the Sakim to the Nizek, instead of the Nizek having to come to the Mazak. Even if the Nizek would come to the Rakse, he wouldn't be Nizek. So in other words, the wind makes it into a Mazik. So why do we say the Mishnah says Machikin is a given? Why? Because the dust, the maids, the chair, also there too is the chair. Is the dust and the chair that is mazik. So you see the mitzah, okay? So it's a kashe against Rabine. So it's a mishnah for eshes, negen Rabine. The maskis in Kabbalah, so he says, Rabine says, according to Rabbeitzi, because we passed on Rabbeitzi, and that mishnah accords with Rabban. So why do we more ask the kasha from Getz? The more we can give the Tevet, that the Mishnah of Getz goes according to Rabbon of Rabbeitzi. But it does not according to Rabbeitzi now. So Tevet says, that the Mishnah, the machlekes between Rabbeitzi and Rabbon is a regard to a chodes tizot, whether one can be restrained. There is no machlekes between Rabbeitzi and Rabbon in regard to Chil Tashim, because it's two separate Maziki. One is a mazik of Kame, that's in Gavi Tashuni, and one is a mazik in Bobasra, that's a Chokas Mizoki. So the machlek between the Mizik and Rabbonon is without a Chokas Mizoki, whether the mazik can be restrained. So the Rabbonon, Rabbis says it cannot be restrained. But as far as Chil Tashuni, as long as it comes within one of the four categories of Maziki, Asheri, Rabbeir, Amale, Baheber, so then it's Chayer. So there is no machlekes in Bobakame between Rabbi Yisrael. There is a machlekes in Bobasra between Rabbi Yisrael. So now here Rabbi says that where Kaya Chachman is Murabe, so then he is not Chaye, so then it's considered Gome. If it's considered Gome, it should not be Chaye for Tashuim. And there the Mishnah says that it's Chaye for Tashuim.
Shir Pei Dalet in Bava Basra, Chof Alav Seyyun, Hei Tov Shin Mem, June 5th, 1980, on Thursday.
Zikr Kamantra. Now, so this discussion was, why is it hired by Raksa, where he puts down the grain, and then the wind drives away the chair, and the chair is mazik, so why shouldn't it be higher on the basis of Eish, of Golden Age? Because Eish, that's a fire, but Golden Age, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm not. So what's the feature of Eish that the Keach Acher aids the person in making the Hezek severe through? He puts down the grain in the field, and then the Keach Acher, the wind, drives away the chair. So it's like Rabbi Sakin Masoe, Shemichu Mishgadi, we know from the Ruach Mitzuyah. So Tehen Tetzes gives a Teretz. So Tetzes gives a Teretz, but we don't age. Because by age, so it is a Mazik even without Yah. But the Keach Acher is only necessary to bring the Mazik to the Nizik. But if the Nizek would come to the Mazik, then he would get hurt without the Keach Acher. But like age, so that means he make a fire. And if the Nizek would come to the fire, so he would be burned. But Without the wind, the fire doesn't extend to the nizik, but in its place it is a mazik. And the only function of the kerachachir is to be mikarin, the mazik to the nizik. Mikarin the mazik to the nizik. So there he is chayav. Mashikin here, this rakse, the chair, is without the wind, it's not even a mazik. If, let's say, a person would come to the grave, he wouldn't be nizek. He's nizek because of, so in other words, the wind makes it into the mazik. So there is no aloche of kiyachach in such cases. This is what it is. Vei mevino lidon, veich, nechayim shechayim shel kishor sa'otim esayim shibad, ki dechsib amagun esabim obluin siyu ha'ruach. Va'akim yorechas al viruach mitzuyo, מרוח מצויה, אבל לא חייני ישראל לבד לקוניקיה, אלא על ירוח, דיל אבוח להברק שעס לקוניקיה, וידום אלו ליבו בליב של ירוח, דיפות. והיין את נמשן, כי פה בישון מחמי של מגייץ, דה לסעות איתו, וידום אלו ממש של גייץ, נמשן עושו, נמשן עושו ניחל ולאיזו. So he emphasizes, it doesn't mean it's not just a question of Michal or not Michal. Hos Michal Leizel, so it's Mishadam Hakiz Bekeach, and it is Mazit Bekeach. עד שנמצא גץ המשרח יבואי שמזיקיה בחיים ושני איש אבל משאירים בבהם לך ולרוח נציון אבל לא יכולים לך להתאר אוכלים ונמד כמקרח ולרב רוח אין רק סייר הכלל so it's not a mazik and without the wind even if the nizek would come to the rocks he wouldn't be hurt let's say if the nizek would come to the sakin so then he would be caught by the sakin but here if the nizek would come to the rocks to the tree he wouldn't get hurt. It's only, he only is mazik because of the speed, the speed with which the chair is driven by the wind. So maybe the wind makes it the man. Bin tema mikol mokei yechayu v'harchi midet hava agerim maslisim yechayu v'harchi tavakad zike mamdolo. So the Mishnah also deals with chaff and dust. And there too, without the wind, it's not even mazik. Let's say if the nizek would come to the gera, he wouldn't be nizek. So still the Mishnah says machik and esgera in kodua v'yecha mishmamo. Why does Rabbeinu say there is no achoke from Rakse, but it's a Mishnah for Rashi there is. V'yesh leima, so what that it says, v'yesh leima, you must listen to Rabbono. V'chayir alim to Rabbi Yis, v'chayir alim to Rabbi Yis, v'chayir ועוד יפור לכם גץ, הוא לא צנוק מהי בגץ, כי רבונם של מפית להביא זו רבונם לכם השלום מיחד. So things he says, that in the name of that mission of Machit and Sakeren, he does not have a call with Rabbi Yisi. Alibe, the Rabbine, he does not have a call with Rabbi Yisi. But Alibe, the Rema, the way most Hashem is asking, he does a call with Rabbi Yisi. So in other words, there is no stira between this thesis and the thesis, and the thesis, and the thesis, the thing says that the place of the base, the Brahmasra, Lame Pnam, Stomach Rikhagis. So there we saw that the sheet of the Rach and basis is that the bulk of the Mishnah of the Achokes, the most of the Achokes mentioned the Mishnah according to Rabbeisi too. But here he says that it wasn't according to Rabbeisi. The answer is here he says it happened to Rabbeinu. But Merema says that by Rakhsev there is Achoke in Rabbeinu Rabbeisi. And we pass through like Merema. So when Teisa says there, in the name of the Rach, Mashma Mikula Osek Rabbi Yisi, Ma Mikula Kitir Delev, so that is our new chesed, that we pass through like Merema. Alright. Vintei Ba Maishni Mbiyo, Da Apiro Rabbi Yisi Machikina Odeav Yigu Vemante Nafshe, Kimav Rabashi. So, in other words, and even Rabbeinu will be made that in Mio there is a choke, even a little bit of Rabbi Yisi. In Mio also, we should see it, but have no, kilomari, so it's even a little bit of Rabbeinu, it's considered the other way. Our question may have been here, domar Rabbi Yisi, but people will call Kama Oche, but Yesh Rima, the Gemara is only Rabbeinu, because the Gemara there, that says that, like, a people will be Oche, in other words, that there is a hockey for the Makizi Dam that they can be restrained in Hakotzes Dam because of the Yovin. So, because then the Moray goes according to Breima, because we pass by Breima. There are many Tam Pesi Kimal Barabashi, Ucham Breima. Maybe now, here's another reference. In connection with the Kashi Pameo, why does Habisib say, Afikon Kul Tamor? So the first reference is that that Sukhye does not accord with Rabbi Kabit, it accords with the Yogas. With Mar Barabashi, and Mreima. But then he gives another terrorist. He says, according to the second terrorist, so the Gimorel of Afikun Kulka Mohe can record with Rabinzi too. But according to Rabinzi, can record with Rabinzi too, even with Rabinzi. So, in order to be considered here, he must be a guy. Must be my mom, she also has a test on me, but not Gome and Raxis Gome according to Raxe is Gome. So he says, the Balachayim Shal, the Chmira Tvei Yehuach, the Keahacha Mureben, Kilapir Murakame. So the Rebbe gives him mentions here. He says, that even though, according to Rabbi, so Grom does not come with him here away, but, so there is no Achoke, only with Rabbi Yitzi, but by Eyobim there is, even though it's out of Grom. Why? Because Baruch Chaim is more humble, Miruach, the Kiyachacha Miruach, Kiyachacha Miruach, why should it be more humble? Why should it be Mochon? He is not Mechuyev. Can he be Mechuyev on the basis of Balachai? It's not his Eobi. It's not his Sheya. If the Eobi, who are Mazik, the leaves of the tree, or the leaves of the tree, the fruits of the tree, whatever. So, have been. So, have belonged to the dead neighbor. To that neighbor, all right, so they could be hired. But the Eobim, they came the Aome. They did not belong to the neighbor of Rabbi Yisrael. So on what grounds can it be Mechuyev? On what grounds can it be Mechuyev? Only on the grounds of age. But, Tetzis says that we cannot say that it's age on the grounds of Kechachem Lugavay, if the Kechachem makes it in the mask. When do we say that age is higher, even though there's Kachan Rodei, when the role of the Kiachacher was only to be Mikarek, the Mazik is the Mizik, but the Mazik, it is without the aid of the Kiachacher. But if the Kiachacher makes it to the Mazik, so then there is no Aloche of Kiachacher. Vedimari, Baruch Haim Shane, Dichmira Tvei Miruach, So how, why should Baruch Haim be more of a mask? Why should Baruch Haim be more of a mask? So apparently it can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is because actually we say that where the Kiyach Achim cooperates with the body, so then the Bible is not even discovered. And that's the reason why Avon is a king, so you should be from the Fidari in Otto. So the Bible, the one who left the Avon is a king, so you should be from the Fidari in Otto. But it says that is only if the Bible made it into the Mazik. If the Bible made it into the Mazik, but if the Bible didn't make it into Mazik, if the Kehacha makes it into Mazik, so then, it's not the Chuyah Mishmash. It's not the Chuyah Mishmash. And so the Meyore, the Rit says, in the case of Eli. So the Eli is a Mazik, but if not for the Hakozes Dam of this neighbor, then the Eli wouldn't be here. But the Eli, in their place, wherever they are Mazik. So the Hakozes Dam was the factor that brought over the Eli who are Mazik. There is a difference between Avoy Sakim and Masoi, Shemichon Mishgage, Binofu, and Eri. Because in the case of Avoy Sakim and Masoi, Shemichon Mishgage, Binofu, so over there, so the binding, the one who deposits the Avoy Sakim and Masoi on top of the roof, he makes a different. But then the wind is bringing, is Nikari, the Nizek, the Mazik to the Nizek. The Mazik to the Nizek. But the Bible himself made it into a Mazik. He put the Mazik on the roof. Mashiach came here, the one who is Makis down, the Makizi down, they did not make the Eobim into a Mazik. The Eobim are Mazikim. By nature they are Mazikim. But that causes them by the neighbor, cause the Eobim who are Mazikim to come closer, to come to the Nizek. So mainly in such case, there is a real Mizalech. So since there is a real Mizalech, so mainly it's Gerdoi if there is a real Mizalech. Because of Kechachamurami. But by Raksay, we do not say that it should come within the category of age because the Kechachira made the Raksay into Mazik. Mashaikke, in the case of Eobim, the Eobim are Mazikim in the Shemayim. Anyway, all the time. And that causes that of the neighbors of Kavyeisev brought them to the Mizik, attracted the Eobim who are Mazikim to the Mizik. So since he brought over a Mazik to the scene through the Eobim, I'm sorry, through the Keachachera. So the Mele, it's considered as a Tongyokos. Then it's possible to explain the meaning in another way. There's a more in Bobakane.
So Shimon is higher.
to paint the way. To paint the way. So, Billy Ogden also, because she is on one ground, on the ground of age. So, what is the fire? Who made the fire? Woman made the fire. And woman cannot be held liable either, because woman was not the Shea. Because that fire wouldn't have spread to Lady's club, except for the fact that she brought over Lady's club near the fire. So why should she be hired? So that's the discussion. So Hitzfeld deduces from this Gemara a very basic principle that there is no difference between Kari Hadoko into age and Kari Vodesh into Adam. In other words, let's say, suppose Rubin made a fire and then the fire would spread and Rubin Mazi created this fire, so Rubin would be higher on the score of age. Now in this case, Rubin made a fire and the fire didn't spread. But Shimon brought over Levi's crop, Levi's Komo, near this fire. So Levi is in Mikari Hanize Gates of Age. So there is no difference between Mikari Hodesh Gates of Adobo or Adobo Gates of Age. Now, that Shimon, there is another shot. The Ramban, in Kuntras Gambi, so he says that the reason as to why the Gemara says, Hakik Komos Shachavir in the Adrik, Ilayim the Makar of Mitzur, between the old Nam Lechayim, because of Gami. If it's Ruach Mitzur, so then it's Gami. But if it's Ruach Shein of Mitzur, so then it's not Gami. Then it's Gomi. I mean, that can be explained in terms of the Mondes of Bor Ezekiel, because we mentioned, I mean, what there are three separate criteria that Hashem mentioned. Whereby we demarcate Krome from Gami. So in other words, one Shin is a Shin means that the distinguishing feature of Gami contrasted with Krome is that in Krome it's not Krome Ezeke, but let's say Mishasa Kalish Pavir Kalir. It's not Krome Ezeke. Sometimes you inside the Kalib and the Kalib doesn't bite. Sometimes it does bite. But if it's Krome Ezeke, then it's Gami. So in other words, so according to the Shikin, that distinguishing feature of Gami is contrasted with Krome consists of Boreas Eike. So then we can understand. That's why the Gemara says, hey, Adam, you will be the with your work into your, with your Nam and the Chayim. So then it's Boreas Eike. If it's work into your, then it's Boreas Eike. Elo, the matter of the work into your, so then it's not Boreas Eike. It's not Boreas Eike. So it's not Gami. So it's Krome. So that's why it's part of Nirodom, the Chayim, the Shemayim. Because when he's Mishabra Hazik, the Rav Amir says, so then even Krome is Chayim Shemayim. But if it's Ruach Mitzuyo, then it's Chayim Neodo. Without Kabbalah. Why? Because it's more Ezek. But Tesis explains this being in Achilles, the matter of Mitzuyo, the Neodo and Chayim, on the basis of age. But he didn't make the age, really didn't make age. The answer is, if he was Mikari Hadobo Ezek, Hamizek Ezek, so it's Chayim Shemish. So what are we going to see? According. Now, one thing, so Tetsu Shite in Borokamida, in Sanhedrin, in Zion, is that there is no difference between Mikare Hoeshi to Adobo and Mikare Hadobo Ezoich. We tema, Kim Shechim to Mikare Hadobo Ezoich and Mikare Hesh to Adobo. Am I a man who is going to stop the cops in Mokim Shizit Chavo and see the law report? We hide the Mandoma Rishim Shemit. That's the discussion. Now, as far as so that is Tetsu Shite, that there is no difference between Mikari Hadoma Ezoich or Yeish Ezoich. But the Rishayim will explain it more on the basis of Gami, so the Achirika basis, and they hold that age means if you make the age, but if you just, or if you make the age, or even if you don't make the age, suppose Ruben made an age on his grounds, but that age wouldn't be massive, wouldn't spread. Then Shimon picks up that age, that darkness in the flame, and he throws it into the Mishnah Sarabi. And then it's massive. So then Shimon is chayav, even though he didn't play Eish, because he's mekabel Eish and Sa'adolo. What difference does it make whether you made the fire, or the fire, or the fire was in a place where it didn't spread and couldn't be mazik, and then he transported the fire into a place where it is mazik. So then everybody will agree that Shimon, who transported the Eish, the fool made it, would be chayav. But Tate says, Shite is in a bigger finish. That even if you don't, if you're not becoming the age inside the world, but you're becoming the world with the age, keep the commercial papers in Adreiko, you are also in the Huyen Mission Age. Now we have to understand it. But the Torah says that if somebody makes a fire and it's mazik, he's high. The Torah does not say that if somebody brings over something to the fire, he's also high. So that's what this means when it says, "Ein chiluk beikar dovor itzolayish and beikar dovor itzadovor." So what does it mean? Ein chiluk. In other words, what is the mechayev of Eish? The mechayev of Eish is because of negligence. Shmurosel olach. So, Avon is mizokin. Hashir ba'be amar ba'be ever. Hatar shomishem ben. So the first mission. So. So in other words, what is the mechayev of being sure of being? The negligence. So in other words, when you make a fire, if woman makes a fire and the fire spreads and is magic, so you're negligent. If woman makes a fire on his own grounds, woman wasn't negligent, and Shimon transports the fire and throws it into the street, and then it's magic. So Shimon is negligent in the preparation of the age, not woman. Now, so Shite is, suppose the Eish was God. It couldn't be Mazik. And then he is the Karev Adon of Eish. So in other words, he takes away, he removes the Shmire of Eish. Reuben made an Eish on his bounds. And that Eish couldn't reach the Komo of Levi. Then Shimon bends over the Komo of Levi to Reuben's Eish. So in other words, Reuben made the age, but he was ashamed of the age. He got it. And then Shimon, by bending over the Komo of Levi, he took away, he was misalik, the shmirah of that mazik. So he's also high. In other words, if somebody removes the shmirah of a mazik, if there is a mazik, but the mazik is shot. The mazik is shot. And then somebody else is beside the shira, so it's considered as if he made the mazik. So maybe you should follow according to this shira. Suppose Reuben has a share, and then, and the share is a ferocious share, but he started by a chain, he cannot be mazik. Then Shimon comes, and he unties the share. He unties the carrot. And then the Sheyam is Mazik. So it's also Mikari, it's just Aloch in Eish, it's Aloch in all Mazik. In other words, there is no distinction between Mikari of Eish Itzalatavo and Mikari Vadom Itzalatavo. Why? So what's the Aloch? That if somebody, if a certain Mazik, that is a Mazik by itself, but it's God, and then another person is misalik the shmire over that mazik, so he is considered like the binding of that mazik, as if he made that mazik. Because the same chayev of shmiros alech. Why is one chayev if one owns a share, and then if he has a share on his premises, and he doesn't tie the share, and the share is mazik? Why? Because he's negligent. He is responsible for allowing the share to be mazik. Now, if Reuben owns a shape, but it's tied, and then Shimon unties it, so then Shimon is mikare badovo, it's a mazik. And just as Tosfos says that there is no difference between mikare hamazik itzel adovo or mikare hadovo itzel mazik. So Tosfos says that in regard to age, so the same thing should be true in regard to share too. Now they are the mazik, but they are not the mazikim. They are not the neighbors of Rabbi Yitzchak, who are marking it down, so they are not the buying of the Sharia, it's not in their possession, but by the law, by maintaining Hakos Dam on their premises, they in effect took away the Shira from their own. Like this, they are being, they do not come here. They are Shomo. Does it make a difference how they are Shomo? Whether they are Shomo because there is a chain. And the chain keeps them away from the Nizek. Or because by nature they don't like to come here. But if you do some, so they are Mishuna. They are Mishuna. And by maintaining Hakos is down here, so he removes the Shira, the natural Shira. The natural Shira of the Rebbe. So Mele is considered like the Kari Hadobo. Hadobo is Lamazik. That's what this means. You are Chaim Shal, Yechmir Atvei, Yeruach, Yechir Chacham Rebbe, Yechmir Atvei. So the Mele is Mechuyim. So one Pshat is that he is Mechuyim Mitzadeish. The other Pshat is not that he is Mechuyim Mitzadeish, but he is Mechuyim Mitzadeish. Even though it's not his Erevin, the Erevin are living in the Hefker. But the Erevin, but according to Teisa Shite, if a share of Hefker would be shown, it would be tied, and then a certain person would untie it, so he would be considered as the buyer of the share. Because a human may be carrying a dog, it's a lay, she's a mazik, and be carrying a mazik, hoey, she's a dog, or a dog is a mazik. Now let's see the Rambam. I asked you to go over the Rambam. It's a very basic Rambam. Now the Rambam passes like Mireya. There is this Chusat HaChok in connection with Raksa, even though it's not considered Mazik Ledayim, but in Gomer Ben Zon is sufficient to bring it within the category of Yodolet. But suppose it was Mazik, so then it's part. Misha also Yere Mizik Sholeh. Or you go back, Perik Dalek Mulashrei Malocha, Misha also Gira Misir Shoel, or you go back Misakise, or you go home to Mishbo Ovok, the Ovo of the Hayitze, so on the Halfway Kibishu Yahia, or Ovo, or Vea Misakise, or you Ovo of Habeo Kibishu Yazi, after you heard so, Uach Mushin Sayia Yazi, the Asia Yitze Melachte, or you Licho is Ovo, or the Eves Apishto, the Amates, the Hayitze, or the Yoso of the Habeo, or Umadioso of the Habeo, הרי זה חי ובהב, כדי שהם יניעו ולא יזיקו. ואפילו על די הרוח מציאו, שקוראים לו כמי שהזיקו בחצר. כמי שהזיקו בחצר. בחיצר. סודץ נלך, סיפס חסק ולאין, אמר הרבה שנח לקבים. אף על פי שהוא פתלוך בייסס, אף על פי שהוא חי ובהב חי כל כך, אם הוא הניחו לו הרוח המציאו המיץ, וזוף, והזיקו בהנפות המרושב, שהרוח הוא ששיגיע לזה, ואין איזה זה בו מכיח מה זה כזה. So he says, so, in other words, even according to the Rema, who says that there is a hoke, so that makes him מה זה כאילו בובבסה, in his tishrei. מה שאין כאילו, in the מה זה כאילו בובקאמה, מה זה בובקאמה, so he has to come within the four categories. השאיר והבריר אמר להרגע, he does not come within one of the four categories of Mazik. Why? So, since the Ruach aided him in being Mazik, now. So then, this is in regard to Raksha. So the Shita Sarabha means now, there. In other words, so we have to explain it according to the rules of Tinsus. Tinsus says the Kashi against Rabbi. Rabbi Tinsus did not say the Kashi. Tinsus did not direct its Kashi against Mereima. Because apparently, according to Mereima, that there is Usachoke, he could be hired for the damage too. But Tinsus raised the Kashi against Rabbine. Rabbine says that there is no, he cannot even be restrained. If he cannot even be restrained, so he certainly is not hired. Why shouldn't he be hired? Let him be mechuyev mitzavei. But we could say that according to Tinsus, so only a little Rabbine is not hired mishumeish. Because the age makes him into a man, makes the rax into a man. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Reima and Mama Rabashi, that there is a choke. So then he could be hired also, in spite of the fact that the Kiyahachaya makes it into a man. But the Rambam, he passes like Reima, and still he says that if he was mad, if the rax was mazah, so he's part of the Mishalim, so he had explained it according to the basis of the same oneness of Tinsus. Except that Tinsus says it a little bit rapide, and according to Rambam, we have to apply the same oneness a little bit the Mereima and Mama Ravash. That, in other words, but the Rambam Shit is that in so far as Achokas Nizokin is concerned, so there is a schus of Achoke, even though the Kiyah Hachaya makes it into a mazah. Mashiach came vis-à-vis Chiyuv Tashlumin. So if the Kiyahache makes it into a mazik, then it's nothing. In other words, the same word as the Tetzveh, except the Tetzveh says it Talmide, the Rabbineh, and the Rambam passes like Mereima, but it still applies the same word as vis-à-vis Chiyuv Tashlumin. But then the question is, there seems to be a stir between this Rambam in connection with Akseh, where the Rambam said that there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. Why is there no Chiyuv Tashlumin? Because without the Kiyahache, it's not in the Mazik. Unlike age, where became the age is a Mazik, even without the Kiyahache, if somebody will just bump into the fire, he'll be damaged, he'll be burned. So Mashiach in here, without the Kiyahache, the axe is not a Mazik. Mazik. That's why there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. No Hitashun, but Rambam in connection with Eish itself, by Nibok, you see, so in other words, where it was no Mazik without the Kiyahachim. So then we should say that he started to blow the Gachlas, and his blowing of the Gachlas would not result in any fire in any place, but the wind aided him. It also blew against the Gachlas, and the two blowings together aroused the blades, so then the Rambam says that it's Chayim Hashem. It's Chayim Hashem. Perek Yudalet Milches, Nisgenot, Haloche Zayin. Libo Belipse Yahuwah Chayim Sha'alehu Kora V'chol Agemer V'hazik Mishalim Nezek Sholim Min Ha'yofi Shemim Chosi Kishon Kol Amazik Kishon Kol Amazik. So Libo Belipse Yahuwah, so what does it mean? That his Libo by itself would not have aroused the place. The Ruach's Libo by itself would not have aroused the place. What about the blades? What gave rise to the fire that was mazik? The two we put it together. So here, it's analogous, it appears to be analogous to Raksha. So in other words, without the libo ruach, there would be no mazik. Not like someone who makes a fire, but the ruach just makes it spread. And the Mkeli, it was a mazik without the ruach. Here, without the libo ruach, even the Mkeli, there is no mazik. Even in Cape, there is no mazik. So, So still the Rambam says he's mechuyev to pay. So the question is, why is it different than that? Now, what is the mokir of this Rambam in Perkei Dalet Luchasinski Momen? So the mokir is, as the Magidish points out, the Gemara Lakeris that we went over last time on Tuesday. So the Bible says, if his own nibu by itself cannot allow the blades, so then he's potter. So you know that the kasha mali lebe kizir and ruach is yaitet. Omer Abaye, vochem lo yaskinon, ki nishon nibu misabeachoy, and nibu zir ruach tzadach. So in other words, there was no integration. There's no integration. So in other words, that his own nibu did not contribute to the fire. Because the ruach itself did it. Bachenke, if his libu and the libu of Ruach would be from one end, so then he would be happy. Then Rabbi Omar, Kesha libu of Ruach would say, oh, you say, Ruach, Ruach, you say, I get. But if it would be the libu of Ruach that is cooperating with his own libu, so would be the Ruach would say, then he would be happy. Rabbi Omar, he gave it some that's more, so he didn't make any real libu. But if you make a real people, even though it is aided by the people of Ruach, you would be happy. Ashoma, Kila, he was here, Ruach, and say, I think, Hallelujah, in Shabbat, you might have a Shabbat or something. Abel Hoche, Kromi Baume, who Kromi Bunizoki, Kromi Bunizoki is what they are. So, Kromi Trabashe, even if it will be Mitzalech, and even if it will be a real people, and even if it will be a people of Ruach, it's real. And the Nipsi of Ruach, also the Ruach Nipsi of, he still would be one. But why is it different than zero? I'm saying, I think so, you want to say this. Because Shabbos is it. So in other words, so it appears that there is a machlokes between Rav Ashi and the other one. So according to Rav Ashi, so under all circumstances, the Nipsi of Ruach is what? Mashenke, according to the other one, Mabaye, and Rabbe, and Rav Zeire, so only under specific circumstances he is potter. But otherwise, under normal circumstances, he is higher. So that's why the Rambam passes, he is higher. This is how the Magid Mishnah, explained the Rambam. But then the Magid Mishnah saw that the Kashi, so why does the Rambam in the Dalit Yuchashreini pass in connection with Raksu, even though he passes like Nereima, and Marba Rabashi? Why does he pass in the Prini and Tashlimi in his potter? So he should pass in with Raksu also, Monacha. If there is a machlokes between Rabashi and one hand, and the other Amoroi, and the other Esquer, in the case where the Eish becomes an Eish, becomes a Nazi, through the Keahach, whether he is higher or not, and the Rambam passes in connection with Eish, Ribon Nifzeo Ruach, that he is higher, so he should pass it in connection with us, Ratze, also that he is higher, not only that there is a schus of Achoke, but that he is higher from here. That's the Kashi. That's the Kashi that the Magid Mishnah is. So, Rav Chaim gave it that. So Rav Chaim mentions Tesis Kashi in Sanhedrin. Now, there is a machlekes in the Morim Bobakami. There is a machlekes in Morim Bobakami between Rabbi Yechon and Shlomo, as to whether Ishe Mishim Chitzo or Ishe Mishim Amin.
Shir Pei Gimel and Baba Basra continued, Yutes Sivan Hei Tov Shin Mem, June 3rd, 1980, and Tuesday continued.
So we say,